AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Cheers in Durham, North Carolina, as Duke University students celebrate their team's NCAA championship win over Wisconsin. Wisconsin coach Bo Ryan says his team gave its all.
These guys played 30-some games that way, and just unfortunate that this one had to be played out that way.
Duke outscored Wisconsin by 14 points over the final 13 minutes Monday night to grit out a 68-63 victory for the program's fifth national title. Despite the loss, Wisconsin fans have taken to State Street in downtown Madison, dancing and jumping around. Fireworks burst overhead. Police officers kept pedestrian traffic flowing smoothly. The U.S. Coast Guard says it has closed part of the Mississippi River after a ship broke free of its mooring near Convent, Louisiana, hitting two other ships before safely dropping anchor. Jury deliberations begin Tuesday in the Boston Marathon bombing trial of Johar Tsarnaev after closing arguments were heard.
Prosecutors portrayed Tsarnaev as a cold and calculating terrorist who was an equal partner with his brother in planning these bombings and in carrying them out.
AP correspondent Denise Lavoie reports the defense repeatedly referred to Tsarnaev as a kid and a teenager, trying to convince jurors he only acted under the influence of his now-dead older brother. The man charged with killing three Muslim college students will face a death penalty trial after prosecutors told the judge they had strong and incriminating evidence, including blood from one of the victims found on the accused shooter's pants.
Superior Court Judge Orlando Hudson Jr. ruled that there were aggravating factors in the case that did justify the death penalty against Craig Stephen Hicks.
AP correspondent Michael Biesecker reports Hicks showed no visible emotion as the judge announced his decision. This is AP Radio News. Police suspect eight family members found dead in a home on Maryland's Eastern Shore died of carbon monoxide poisoning. A statue of NSA leaker Edward Snowden popped up on a Revolutionary War monument in a Brooklyn park.
The artists who did the installation are anonymous, not surprising given that it's illegal, but not so anonymous as not to have taken video of the guerrilla action, which they gave to the city blog Animal.
We look at this as a gift to the city, but, you know, gifts are sometimes not accepted.
It was not accepted. The four-foot-high bust, which was crafted to look like part of the prison ship martyrs monument in Fort Greene Park, was removed in short order. Councilwoman Lori Cumbo, who represents the area, called the installation unacceptable and a reprehensible act of public expression. Warren Levinson, New York.
A group of consumer advocates tells the FCC the new YouTube Kids mobile app targets young children with unfair and deceptive advertising and should be investigated. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.